Hey, it's time for the Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base in the studio. Senior Airman Jack Callis is with me. How are you?
I'm fantastic, sir. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Says you're from Northville, Michigan.
Yes, sir.
But that's kind of like saying you're from Dell City or Moore, Oklahoma. You're really from the Detroit.
Oh, yeah, just metro area.
Metro area. Okay. All right. So tell me about you.
Well, I'm 24. Mm-hmm. I've been in the Air Force just over 4 years now. I do IT management on base, so I deal with software, hardware, networking, all that fun stuff.
Did you get into the IT deal because you were in the Air Force?
Yes.
Or did you go the other way? Okay.
So I joined the Air Force. I did the college route.
Mm-hmm.
College didn't work out. So then I joined the Air Force, and then they were like, hey, there's this IT job. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, well, I'll apply for that. And
right.
And I got it. So basic training done, went to tech school, got my basic job information done, and then I got my Security Plus, which is our required certificate for us to work on computers on admin token mm-hmm. on base. So, yeah, I've been here since July of 2017.
So you're going to be one of these guys that's in the Air Force for 20 years, or do you think that the IT path will lead you into the civilian market? What do you think? I mean, I know there's optional answers
yeah,
to that. So.
I'm kind of on the fence so far because mm-hmm. I have less than 2 years left in my contract.
Right.
I'm kind of looking towards possibly doing like a civilian thing, possibly GS or contracting for the Air Force or the
yeah.
DOD. But, you know, a lot can happen in two
yeah.
years.
Well, I think the Air Force would probably answer this question. Well, you've got some college education. Mm-hmm. You're obviously an intelligent young man. You're already a senior airman. If you'll stay in, mm-hmm. you could be a first sergeant somewhere someday.
That is very true. So,
yeah.
Yeah, just
okay.
trying to see what the future holds.
Yeah. I like what you said. I don't always ask everybody what they think about Enid, but I like kind of your vibe about Vance Air Force Base. So big city Detroit kid coming into little old Enid, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That had to be a culture shock.
Oh, yeah, it was. You know, I grew up with Costco, Target, and a movie theater right across the street.
Yeah.
So coming here and, you know, it's just different. Going from a population of about 1 million people in my county back home mm-hmm. to a city of like 40,000.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's just culture shock.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've definitely met some of the best guys that I've ever met here in Vance.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they've all PCS'd by now, but I mean, I still go see them. We talk online,
yeah.
Xbox, all that stuff. So it's technology is a good thing.
Good place to be, and it's a great time to be in the military with all the...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can online game with the person that's in the other side of the planet.
Oh, yeah.
So you told me off the air that you have a girlfriend over in Stillwater.
Yes.
So yeah?
Yeah.
Doing well? Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's doing well. Yeah, okay. She is a senior at Oklahoma State. She's okay. about to graduate with her music education degree.
Okay.
And then she's going to do her master's mm-hmm. in conducting. I hope that's right. If I'm not...
Well,
if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, Amanda.
Yeah.
But she's going to be doing her master's at Oklahoma State as
gotcha.
Well.
Gotcha. So. All right. I can actually see the future of these guys. She's going to stay in Oklahoma and probably teach at the collegiate level.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hang around, do the IT thing with the Air Force as long as you can.
Yep.
And you'll end up living in Stillwater or Enid. You watch. You mark my word. So many people, it happens. And it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you're liking it. So one more question. How many people were in your graduating class in high school?
About 555.
In my graduating class in high school, and I'm not from Enid, I'm
yeah.
from northwest of here about an hour,
mm-hmm.
I had 18 kids. So there's your culture shock
just to
moment.
Give you a perspective,
yeah.
I was in a 20-person chamber choir in high school, so
yeah.
one class of mine was bigger than your graduating class.
We had just enough guys in the choir department, in the music department,
mm-hmm.
there was just enough of us to pull off the Beach Boys 4-part harmony
oh,
stuff. I kid you not.
That's awesome.
So there you go. All right, man. Jack Callis, appreciate you. Thanks for coming in, and we'll see you out there, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.